The presidential primaries are a quadrennial opportunity for the media to swarm like four-year locusts on New Hampshire and Iowa, where no cliche is too threadbare, no observation too obvious, no ritual too superficial to be presented to the American public as news. Well, not for us. We dispatched On the Media co-host Bob Garfield to find the primary story to end all primary stories, a journalistic odyssey that took him first, well, to where all journalistic odysseys begin, the travel desk.
I have to get to New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. What's it going to cost us?
It's going to be expensive. It'll probably be around $700.
How about Iowa? Can you, how about Sioux City, Iowa?
$999.70?
Ouch.
Let the herding cattle of the press corps forage the overgrazed pasture of Iowa and New Hampshire. The nation's all-important first primary happens to be right here, Tuesday, in Washington, D.C., where the winner will amass, well, technically, zero convention delegates, but nonetheless gather priceless momentum that could propel Wesley Clark or John Kerry or John Edwards or Joseph Lieberman or Dick Gephardt to a presidential nomination. If they were on the ballot, which they aren't, although Dennis Kucinich, Carol Moseley Braun, Lyndon LaRouche, and a fellow named Vermin Supreme are. And so we hit the campaign trail, navigating the length and breadth of this vast and diverse city, from the mountain peaks of the Northwest to the fertile agricultural fields of the Southeast to the factory gates of also the Northwest. We started at the place where politicians converged to chow down on the common delicacies of the proletariat.
When the national press come in here, what do they usually order?
They usually order chili half smoke. It consists of half beef, half pork, smoked sausage, chili cheese fry, and maybe a chocolate shake.
Do you have that in a light?
No, sir.
No light, but plenty of sizzling pre-election heat here at Ben's Chili Bowl, where proprietor Nizam Ali serves up cardiovascular catastrophe and tales from the trail.
Who are you liking?
Sharpton or Carol Moseley Braun?
All of them. That's exactly who I'm voting for. Yeah, we're a restaurant here and we're trying to be open to all.
Tell me, what did General Clark order when he came into Ben's?
I believe it was a couple half smokes, but I'm not sure.
What did Howard Dean order when he came into Ben's Chili Bowl?
You know, the most popular thing, of course, is the half-smokes. But actually, to my knowledge, the Dean supporters come. I don't think he's actually been here.
Carol Moseley Braun.
I'm not sure. Probably so.
John Edwards?
Not John Edwards.
Joe Lieberman.
He should be here, but he hasn't been here.
Dennis Kucinich.
He has been here.
Dennis Kucinich has been here. What did he order?
He got vegetarian chili, actually.
And how do you make a vegetarian chili? You lock him in the freezer, as the Dark Horse candidate knows only too well. From the urban lowlands, we head the well-trodden path up to Mount Pleasant, which is much like New Hampshire's Mount Washington, although a little less, you know, mountainous.
We've made the trek, as so many have, to historic Mount Pleasant, soaring majestically almost 200 feet above sea level. We approach some men, typical workers wearing white hard hats, salt of the earth, meat and potatoes, peaches and herb of the D.C. electorate.
This is a construction area.
If you fall in that hole right there, get hurt.
I'm liable for it. Don't make me liable.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yes, on the perilous campaign trail, you can stumble. But onward you must march, this time to the factory gate to intercept lunch pail-bearing workers outside the belching gearworks of throbbing industry. Now, Washington happens to be a little thin in the manufacturing sector.
Welcome to the Cheesecake Factory. My name is Mark.
But nonetheless, we found men and women of various heights and names and so forth bristling with anticipation.
Who's getting your vote on Tuesday?
Not sure yet at this point.
Do you know who's running?
Not really.
Who will you be voting for in Tuesday's election?
What is going on Tuesday?
Who will you be voting for on Tuesday?
Well, I don't know who, because I can vote. No, a citizen of the United States.
And on to the coastal plain, the expanse of fertile loam on the banks of the mighty Anacostia River, the D.C. heartland, where the Anacostia Garden Club tills the soil and the earth yields up some sort of ornamental cabbage? nearly 10 of them, and above them, something colossal and unexpected.
What have we here?
That's just a large chair. It's a very big chair.
Juan Maldonado, Associate General Counsel of the D.C. Lottery Board, has happened by and proudly shows off a part of Washington, D.C. that the world seldom sees. But no, it's not a big chair. It is an enormous chair, two stories tall, tucked away at V Street and Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue Southeast, quietly being maybe the world's largest chair.
You happen to walk by it, you take a look at it, and you say, gee, that's a big chair.
And so, too, the D.C. primary. Like a gigantic piece of unupholstered furniture towering proudly but unseen over the inedible cabbage or cauliflower or kale or whatever of democracy. Here, in a few days' time, history will record the will of a people. Not here at the chair, necessarily, but here in the District of Columbia. And whether Howard Dean scoops up the zero delegates or Vermin Supreme begins his long, triumphant march to the White House, it's all about the people. You and me. And Baby Makes Three. I'm Bob Garfield.
Bob Garfield is co-host of On the Media, which is produced at member station WNYC in New York City. For pictures of Bob on the Washington, D.C. presidential primary trail, take a look at npr.org.